See, the battle's the Lord's, not yours. The battle's in the Word. And it says, I take the Word, I have the weaponry. Now look at Ephesians chapter 6 to fight the battle with, to fight the worry with. His Word is what? Forever. It springs up. It's eternal. It's life-giving. Ephesians chapter 6 talks about the battle. It says, take the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, verse 13, the evil day, and having done all, to stand. I like that. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Where am I going to find the truth? Jesus said, thy word is truth. You know, most everything else is sort of true, almost true, potentially true, probably true, but only the word of God endures forever. It endures forever in its present form. That means it was true, it's still true. The truth is unalterable. Well, I have truth. I have truth. The Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of Truth because he comes to explain truth, to make sure that you understand the truth, that you see the truth. Now, the first thing I do is check, is this worry? Do I have to solve this today? Do you know, and statistically, most worries don't come to pass anyway. Is that amazing? Do I have to solve this today? Or what scripture can I meditate in? What can I put in my heart? What of the springing up life-given eternal word can I put in the place of? See, there's a spot in my heart, if you want to put it that way, that keeps churning up, keeps bringing to the surface this struggle. It's kind of like a bottle washing up on the beach. If you throw it back out, guess what? Washes up again. Every time you think about it and ponder it, you throw it back into the water, it's going to wash up again. So let's throw the bottle, the worry, out of the water. And let's allow the water, see, the word is called water. Let's allow the water to work. The water of the word to work. The water of the word to work. Well, it says you've got to be armored with the truth. The truth, the truth, the truth. Well, if I don't know the truth, you know, people worry about, they worry because they don't understand the Bible. They worry because they don't think they pray enough. They worry because they don't think they've read enough. They worry because they don't think they qualify. Well, you don't. I can tell you, you're not qualified. You weren't intended to qualify. God knew you couldn't qualify. He said, not by works of righteousness, which you have done according to his mercy. You don't have to worry about the mercy of God being in place for you. It says his mercy is like his word. His mercy endures forever. It endures to all generations. So you didn't qualify. You don't have to worry about qualifying. Breastplate of righteousness. Well, who is our righteousness? Jesus himself, and he's the word. See, the answer is always in the word. It says he's our righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in him. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Well, the gospel is good news. This book is the gospel. It is the good news. So what have you got on your feet? The word. What have you got protecting your heart? This blessed plate of righteousness, the word. And taking the shield of faith. Well, where's faith? It's in the word. See, if you got the word, you got the answer. That's all I want you to see. I'm not trying to be brilliant here. I just want you to see, if you have the word, you have the answer. If you have the word, you have no reason to worry. If you put the word in, the worry has to depart. You can't hold fast to the word and hold fast to the worry. You either are worried, you are frustrated, or you know what God said.